Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
With Israel deepening its outreach across the African continent, both in diplomacy, in agriculture, security, even parliamentary alliances, what is the real story here in terms of these relationships? To explore the strategic, economic, and ideological dimensions, I am joined by Shiri Fine-Grossman. She is the CEO of Israel-Africa Relations Institute. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Thank you, Howard. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
It is nice to chat to you. So the Institute describes Africa as a key priority for Israel during the 2025 years. Includes a new embassy in Zambia. What is driving this renewed emphasis?
Well, I think to be modest, some of it is by the Institute that sees Israel's Africa relation is a strategic goal that Israel must develop throughout the continent. Africa is getting, it's not like there was in the 60s when Golda Meir came to Africa and wanted to develop their relationship. She was pretty much on an empty field. These days, there's a much competition in Africa by various global actors, Gulf states, China. The Europeans are very strong in some of the countries, and of course the U.S. is present as well. And us at the Institute, we're trying to kind of bolster both Israel and U.S. Policy to be much more involved and engaged throughout the continent with a partnership model that benefits both sides.
What's interesting is the use of the word partnership, because you've stressed that Africa needs partners, not donors. What does a true partnership look like in practice?
That's a great question. In practice, it's something that both sides gain from. I think there is a lot to be gained for Africa from Israeli knowledge, especially in the fields that Africa needs most these days, which is water shortage. So we have the best water technologies in the world, and that's a known fact. Agriculture, you know, dripping technology that already is in use throughout the continent. And I think there's a lot more to be tapped into. Healthcare. We have one of the best healthcare systems in the world. And I think, you know, Africa, South Africa in particular, but also there's a growing market. It's going to be the most populous continent in the world in 2050, half of the world's kids. So we've seen a growing middle class and a lot of economic opportunity. And of course, there's also political gains, I think, from stronger relationship in the end of the day. You know, Golda Meir said, I didn't come to Africa but for the voting patterns. But of course, a vote at the UN is crucial. But I think there's something deeper here for Israel-Africa relation. There's something that we have cultural and historic ties. We have innovation and other things. And of course, security. You know, the Sahel, the report just came out that the terror situation in the Sahel is the worst throughout the world. It's number one, even more than we suffer here in Israel. And I think there's a lot that Israel can do to help along with partners, but it needs to come with a different models, that one that looks its partners in the eyes and not in any other shape or form.
So how do you assess progress? I mean, are there measurable milestones or benchmarks? Do you look at trade volume, tech, joint infrastructure projects? What do you look at?
Exactly. So these are kind of the things that we're looking at. Trade is of course, one. We can only go get better because all of Israel's exports worldwide, Africa as a whole is only 1% or 1.5% out of that, and majority of that is to South Africa. So you can see there's a huge amount of things we can do here. So trade is definitely one. Visits, you know, we have senior leaders visiting. We had our president Herzog visited Rwanda, Kigali last year. We had Our foreign minister, Gino Saar, visited Ethiopia, his counterpart and the prime minister this year, and they came here to Israel. I think Zambia's foreign minister was here just before the attack of Iran. So we're looking at that as well. And look, there's a robust humanitarian ecosystem that is helping Africa today. There's just now in Tanzania, there's Cultivate is doing a whole business summit or agriculture conference on food insecurity. So there's a lot of going on. And yes, we're kind of measuring that. And we hope to see much more of this. And of course, direct flights. And I'm on South Africa Radio. My hope is that El Al or any other Israeli company will start direct flights. And we're trying to push for that from our side as well.
So from your perspective, give me a success story, a project, a collaboration that you think best illustrates this potential, this partnership.
There's so many to start with, but you know, just what the Sivani Ari is doing with Innovation Africa throughout South Africa, with getting water to rural communities in South Africa, and there's much more of that we can achieve. There was a great program for rehabilitation that was in Ghana and other countries by the Sukhnut 10 organization. There is Save a Child's Heart that brings Tanzanian kids to Israel to get heart operations. There's just too many to count. And I think there could be a whole lot more if there's just a little bit of goodwill on both sides.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely incredible. That is where we leave it. Just a really, really remarkable work being done. Shiri Feind-Grossman is the CEO of the Israel-Africa Relations Institute. Give me your thoughts, your reaction, 061-895-1019. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.